May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, for the past several weeks, we've been hearing about John realizing he had to decrease so that Jesus can increase. And this first verse in Mark explains how that kind of dramatically happens, because John the Baptist was arrested. He was basically taken off the face of the earth and down in a dungeon. So that was his time of decreasing, and Jesus' time of increasing. Now next we have Jesus, he comes to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Well, repentance is not just regret. Repentance is when we recognize our sins, and it's the first response that we should have when we hear the news of God, especially, you know, reading the Bible, listening to Jesus. Thank you. The mic stopped. Anyway, that's what our first response should be when we're in the presence of God. Not just regretting our sin, but wanting in our hearts and in our minds, wanting a change. We should actually want to change what we're doing wrong. Our other response should be faith. Having faith in Jesus Christ, in following him, putting him first. Now what's interesting, and not only for these men, but for all of us, when Jesus calls us, he makes it like our call something natural, something we already know what to do and how to do it. He uses our skills. He uses our ability. God uses our talents. And so Jesus had passed by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw Simon Peter and he saw Andrew. And they were casting their net in the sea. And he calls them. And what does he say? Follow me. I'm going to make you fish for men. So it intrigued them. And they probably thought, well, gee, this sounds interesting. Maybe I can do this. And they could also sense the presence of God in Jesus. So they followed him right away. And then Jesus came upon, who did he come upon? James and also John. The same thing. And they left right away. Right away they left their father. And there they were in the boat mending their nets. Now if we think about fishermen, or fisherwomen, if we think about fishing in general, and we think about being an apostle, it really does have a lot in common. If we're fishing, we need to be prepared. We need to have the nets mended or our rods already with a hook and some bait. We need the right equipment. We might even need boots or rubber sacks, so if we have to go in waist deep, we're protected as well. But when we actually go to fish, we need patience. We need to learn how to take time and not expect something right away. It might take a little bit of finesse and tugging, and the fish might get away, but you just keep after the fish. All of us are called to this. Every single last one of us. Also for fishing, we might need to know when to go out and fish. It might be the kind of fish that's early in the morning or late at night. It might be on a cloudy day. It might be good sometimes in not torrential downpours, but a light rain. It might be good when the moon is out. There's all sorts of different little nuances that a fisherman learns over time. And it's the same way with being an apostle. When we meet somebody, our demeanor, if we're cheerful, if we're loving, if we're giving, that shows Christ to them right off the bat. We don't necessarily have to have our Bibles and beat people over the head with them. But in and of ourselves, we are the light of Christ in the world. And then when it's time, and we can sense that maybe the person or a family member or a neighbor or whoever is a little bit interested, or if we have something that happened to us that was our moment close to Christ during the week, that's when we share. When we hear God calling us to share His kingdom, to share His love, that's when we do it. The other thing is what St. Paul was teaching us. Just like the disciples who learned that their present life was not half as good as their new life with Christ, so they made that change, the very last verse in 1 Corinthians teaches us the same thing. Paul says, "For the present form of this world is passing away." Paul was trying to tell us, look ahead, be focused on Christ, be focused on God's kingdom, not what's life in our like small world today. Sometimes we get in a rut, we get rushing, we don't even see the need around us, we don't even see the need inside of ourselves sometimes. It's kind of like Paul said, get off the roller coaster. Anybody ever been in an airport and see those walkways that keep going and you just go by everybody? It's like being on one of those, and we keep going. Jesus asks us, and Paul reminds us, get off the roller coaster, get off the speeding by walkway, get out of our rut, and look towards Jesus. And what His kingdom brings, the repentance, the mercy, the forgiveness, and the love. Now, I'm sure we'll hear more about Jonah. But right here, Jonah was reluctant. It was the opposite of the apostles. The exact opposite. So we want to be more like the apostles. Jonah, well, I don't want to say too much because I'm not sure what next week's lessons are, but Jonah actually was a prophet that got mad at God for forgiving. So that shows you where Jonah was at that time. But he grew up. He grew up. But Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John, all of them, they knew and they recognized the importance of living life with Christ, not in the regular world, but living with Christ. How His presence was first of all what should draw us to God. Jesus is the bridge between us and God. So like St. Paul kind of said in a slightly different way, all of us can take this time. Yes, we're still in Epiphany, but Lent is coming. But it's a time for us to try to sit back, relax, recognize our own sin, not anybody else's, but our own, and then realize the presence of God in us, the presence of God in those around us, the power of the Holy Spirit in this church, the power of the Holy Spirit and the presence of Jesus Christ in the Holy Communion we take each time we're here together, and then get off the roller coaster of life, get out of our ruts, get off of the speeding by walkway, and be aware of Jesus Christ in our life, and be aware of the needs around us, and our lives can serve Him when we do this. So if you don't mind, get out your lectionary again and we'll pray one more time the call. Actually, the prayer of the week was great, too. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may receive the glory of his marvelous works, who lives